his treasure.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This week on campus, we are celebrating the 500th anniversary of the Reformation through Reformation lectures and a Reformation Vespers service. As we celebrate the Reformation, today's lesson is an important one, for it is one that the Holy Spirit used to help Martin Luther understand what the gospel is all about. The word of God for our meditation this morning is recorded in Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. How can I, a sinful man, be made right with a holy God? This question haunted Martin Luther during his early life. Just as our guilty conscience tells us when we have done wrong, when we have been disobedient, dishonest, or lazy, hot-tempered, rude, or quarrelsome, or when we have hurt anyone by word or deed, Luther knew that he had disobeyed God's law in the Ten Commandments. Luther knew that God is righteous. This means that God is holy and free from sin. Not only that, but God is a just judge. He punishes those who disobey him, not just in this life, but forever in hell. How do you feel when you have to face those whom you have disobeyed, your parents or supervisors, or those whom you have hurt by your words and actions? Do you feel afraid? Luther became afraid of God, since no sinful person can stand in the presence of a holy God. He was afraid of God's punishment. So how can we be made right with God? This question led Martin Luther to try to work his way to heaven. This question drove Martin Luther into a monastery, and there he prayed and fasted. He punished his body as he writhed in guilt. But try as he might, he could not find the peace with God that he was looking for. His guilty conscience felt no relief, but continued to haunt him. The certainty that he was looking for was not found in his own works. If we have to try to work our way to heaven, how can we ever know that we have done enough? How can we know that we are good enough for God? Today we are singing a hymn which may be called Luther's spiritual autobiography. Good Christians, One and All Rejoice tells the story of Luther's own struggle and his faith. In this hymn, he says, "My good works, so imperfect were, they had no power to aid me. My will, God's judgments could not bear, yea, prone to evil made me. Grief drove me to despair, and I had nothing left me but to die. To hell I fast was sinking." Did you notice that? He says our good works do not have any power to help us. They cannot help us be saved and go to heaven. If we rely on ourselves and try to get to heaven by our own works, we're actually heading the opposite direction, the one that leads to eternal destruction. So where can the power come from to save us? Where did Luther turn for answers? He turned to the Bible, specifically to the book of Romans. And there he made an amazing discovery, one that changed his own life and the course of church history. In the first book of Romans, he read, the first chapter of Romans, he read, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith." Now there was the peace that he was looking for and struggling to have. There was the power to save that he was trying to find. He now knew that the righteousness of God was not just referring to God's wrath and punishment, but rather to a free gift of God's grace. The righteousness of God is a free gift that he gives to us through faith. How can this be? It's all because of the gospel of Christ. Gospel means good news. While each of us has failed to meet God's standard of conduct in the Ten Commandments, Jesus has kept them all perfectly in our place. Why is this such good news? Because we have disobeyed God, we deserve to be found guilty in God's court and sentenced to death. But Jesus stepped in and took our punishment in our place, dying on the cross to pay the penalty for all of our sins. God announced that Jesus had paid in full for all our sins by raising Jesus from the dead. God declares us righteous, not guilty in his sight, for the sake of Jesus' perfect life, innocent death, and resurrection. In this gospel message, there is power, power to save us. This gospel is the power of God unto salvation. And when this powerful word is added to a few drops of water in baptism, it has the power to give us new birth and new life. It has the power to work the miracle of faith in our hearts. When this powerful word is added to the bread and wine of Holy Communion, it has the power to bestow on us the forgiveness of sins through Christ's true body and blood. And through the word preached and read, the gospel produces and strengthens faith in our hearts to trust in Jesus for our salvation. Luther writes in the Large Catechism that God's word isn't just a nice story, but it is the power of God that burns the devil's house down and gives us immeasurable strength, comfort, and help. Where do you go to find power that saves you for eternity? Power that fuels your faith to live a God-pleasing life? Go to the gospel in word and sacrament. The gospel is God's power for salvation. And what a powerful message this is. And what a relief it is to know that our standing with God isn't based on what we do, but on what Jesus did. That changes our whole perspective and focus in life. All we need is the good news that Jesus, our Lord and Savior, suffered, died, and rose again for us, and sits at the right hand of the Father, where he is constantly interceding for us. That is where power is found. Power to make us right with God, the power that saves us, now and eternally. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Please rise for prayer. We also have a prayer request for Paul Zimmerman, the father of Terry Fries and grandfather of Hannah Fries, who has been diagnosed with an inoperable brain tumor. At your invitation, we come before your throne of grace on behalf of your servant Paul Zimmerman. Be with him and the members of his family as they face this difficult trial. Grant them strength and comfort from the promises of your word. Preserve him in the very faith you have graciously worked in his heart. Comfort him with the certainty of everlasting salvation, which you have provided through Christ. We commit him into your heavenly, fatherly care through the merits of Jesus Christ, our Savior. As Christ hath full atonement made and brought to us salvation, so may each Christian now be glad and build on this foundation. Thy grace alone, dear Lord, I plead. Thy death now is my life indeed, for thou hast paid my ransom. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.